Well, Paul, try and sum that up for us.
Difficult, because we're disappointed. You know, when you come to places like this with one of the best teams in the division, you have to give yourself a chance in the game. And the three goals we conceded today, you know, the first one's from a set piece where we know and we worked on what they were going to do. People not doing their jobs properly again. Second goal is comical, really. And the third goal is just sloppy, you know. And we knew it was going to be really difficult because they are a good team and they're one of the top teams in the division, and you have to give yourself a fighting chance. To concede their goals at half time, we come in, we change it around, go more positive, try to get in the game. Then Harry gets a stupid yellow card. And yet again, it doesn't give us a chance to go on in the game.
The first yellow card, the supposed dive, did you see anything of it?
We've seen it, it's a penalty kick. You know, and it's a double whammy of Harry getting the second yellow for being silly. You know, I'm not going to defend him on that one. But the first one's a penalty. 0-0 as well. You know, it's a penalty kick, and yet again, that's another big decision that's not went away.
Can be thin lines, can't there? Because minutes later they go and get their first, and minutes before you could have been 1-0 up from the penalty spot.
Yeah, it is, and we feel a bit aggrieved by that. But hey, look, we didn't lose the game today because of that one decision. You know, they were better than us. We were poor. You know, and it was a bit of a surprise today because I spoke to you guys earlier on in the week, and they've been fantastic in this break. But today, and as I said, if you don't give yourself chances in games and concede the goals that we have conceded, especially against the better team, against any team, you're not going to give yourself a chance.
And you say you obviously knew that threat from Bristol City today, the threat that they scored their goals from. And
we showed them on the video meeting last night. We worked at it in training. So that's a disappointing thing.
And they were really hard to take, those goals, weren't they, in the first half? Because you expect this level of football, you expect to deal with those kind of...
It was schoolboy stuff. It really was. You know, but what we have to do now is really work at it. You know, we've had a couple of bad results. We knew it wasn't going to be easy this season. You know, but we get back in the training ground and we work really hard and just make sure it doesn't happen again.
Steve Cotterill was just in here saying that for the second goal, Avina looks like he's got the ball caught under his feet. What did you see of it?
He's got to clear it. It's simple. You don't, if the ball's half a yard out in your own goal, you put your foot through it and clear your lines. It's basic things in football. You know, and I don't like digging my players out, but you know, Cedric knows he should have done better. Reece should have done better for the third goal by clearing the ball. And it doesn't give you a chance.
Did he freeze? Because he seemed to have a moment just after the goal where he puts his hands on his head as though he couldn't believe what just happened.
I don't think Emdy could. You know, and that at 1-0, we're disappointed with the goal we conceded, but it gives you a chance. You know, and then to go in at half-time 2-0, you know, we get into them a little bit, change the system, to try and cause them more problems than what we did in the first half. And then a few minutes into the second half, Harry gets sent off. So it kills you.
Again, Harry Forrester seemed to know immediately after it happened exactly how silly he'd been, really. And he was looking over at you as though he was just feeling as though he just should not have done that.
No, it's silly. That's the only way I can put it. And it's unprofessional, you know. And he's apologised to his teammates. He knows he's let them down. And he's let himself down as well.
And in a day of frustrations, that was so frustrating because you just made the change of Nathan Tyson as well. You've just been coming out for the second half, and I'm sure you said a lot to them at half-time, and everything goes out the window.
Yeah, it does. It does, and it all goes back to what I said at the very start. You've got to give yourself a chance in games. And, you know, second half, we wanted to go out there and have a right good go at them, but we didn't get the chance to do that.
Was it an easy decision to bring in the players who you did this afternoon, the likes of Theo Robinson and Richie Wellens?
Yeah, it was. It was because, you know, doesn't look like it, but we've done a lot of work this week in preparation for today's game. And, you know, it looked as if they went out there and as if we'd been doing five-a-sides all week. You know, but the one thing we have to do now is work hard and work very hard to put it right.
As easy as it would have been to bring Theo Robinson in, it must have been quite hard to leave Nathan Tyson out.
Yeah, it was. And Nathan's he's been a bit stiff and a bit tight this week as well. So, you know, that was a factor in the decision as well.
Rob Jones, how's he?
It looks as if he's done his hamstring. How severe yet, we don't know. You know, we'll let him settle down the next 24 hours and we'll get him scanned on Monday.
frustrating again.
Yeah, it is. It is, and it's a frustrating time for the big man. You know, just he's taking him one step forward and two steps back at the minute, like we are as a team. You know, but we'll get it right.
Is it hard for you because obviously you want to play him because he's got such an influence and he can play so well? But at the same time, is it a gamble starting with him at times these days?
I wouldn't say it's a gamble because he's done every single training session, you know, since the last game against Oldham. Whether it's related to his previous injury, we don't think it is, you know. But as I said, we'll see how it is. Big Jamie came in and done okay today, so it's a plus to have him back as well.
You must not have seen this coming today. After the away form this season, away at Watford, away at Colchester, all these teams and places you've gone to and played so well, and then this out of the blue.
Yeah, it is. You know, it's a wake-up call for us all. If anybody thought that this league was going to be easy this year, you know, we've had a look at our last two games and we realise it's not. And I always knew that. And I knew it was going to be a difficult season for us.
At least after a long break, you've got games coming to put things right.
Yeah, and we have to put it right and put it right quickly.